With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court allows Texas to use a new congressional district map drawn to favor Republicans, Bill Alexander reports.
The divided court paused a lower court's ruling that the map likely discriminates against racial minorities by diluting voting power of Hispanic and Black Texans. That opinion, which replaces a temporary freeze on the ruling issued by Justice Samuel Alito on November 21st, keeps the map in place for the midterm elections as litigation over the boundaries continues. The high court said the lower court's ruling was improper because it came too close to the election. Bill Alexander, Washington.
FBI arresting a man accused of placing two pipe bombs outside the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties in Washington on the eve of the U.S. Capitol attack in January of 2021. Suspect has been identified as 30-year-old Brian J. Cole of Woodbridge, Virginia. A Navy admiral telling Congress there was no kill them all order during a military strike against a boat loaded with drugs off the coast of Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a classified briefing on Capitol Hill, Admiral Mitch Bradley said that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave no such order to kill any survivors after an initial attack against a suspected drug boat. GOP Senator Tom Cotton, who heads the Senate Intelligence Committee, defended the military strikes. But Congressman Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, watched video of the attack on survivors, calling it deeply, deeply concerning. He's demanding further investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian authorities have imposed restrictions on Apple's video calling service, FaceTime, alleging it was, quote, being used for organizing terrorist activities. This is SRN News. A leading pastor issues quite a warning.
Jack Hibbs heads California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and he says the surge in anti-Semitism seen around the world is a sign of the end times. Hibbs tells CBN, quote, "The Bible tells both in Ezekiel and in Zechariah that in the last days the world will turn against Israel." He goes on to predict that President Trump's peace plan for Gaza will fail as a preamble to the rise of the Antichrist. Other leading pastors have somewhat different interpretations of end times verses. Michael Harrington reporting.
Liberal group targeting two Senate Democrats and an independent who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. However, demand justice is targeting only senators who are not up for re-election. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and independent Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. Promising news on the economic front.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits for the week ending November 29th fell to 191,000 from the previous week's 218,000. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years. Applications for unemployment aid are viewed as a proxy for layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. For now, the U.S. job market appears to be in a low-hire, low-fire state that has kept the unemployment rate historically low. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
The surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. NFL field director Nick Pappas detailed the plans for a program Thursday, providing each team a library of approved and accredited fields. Most artificial surfaces are replaced every 2 to 3 years. More details at srnnews.com.